Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to this Tuesday edition of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and I'm so glad you've joined us for the second day of our wonderful series on the love of God. Derek has been teaching us about the power of love and the need of every human being for love. You know, if there's anything that the headlines today reveal, it is that people need love, and when they don't have it, they'll tear down the world to get a bad alternative. We are cramming materialistic things into our souls. We're living out of rage and violence. We're going for artificial versions of intimacy. And yet what we really need, what we're really made for, what we really lack and have an inner vacuum for is the love of God. Derek's been powerfully teaching this. And by the way, if you missed yesterday's beginning to this show, you can log on to derekprince.org to listen to that session and all of the other teachings that we're going to be having in the coming days. And so let's get to it as Derek teaches us about the love of God.
In my introductory talk yesterday, I focused on the supreme purpose of life as Jesus declares in John 17, verse 3. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. That is the true purpose of life, to know God. To know God revealed in Jesus Christ, to know God as Father, not just as Creator, nor as Judge, but as Father, and that is possible only through the revelation of Jesus Christ. That is the real meaning and purpose of life. Today I want to speak further about the nature of God as it's uniquely revealed in the Bible. I want to set side by side two amazingly simple statements from the Bible about God. Actually, each statement consists of three words of one syllable. And yet no more profound statements have ever been set down in writing. These are the two statements that I want to set side by side. The first, God is love. The second, God is light. So simple, so profound and unsearchable. The first statement, God is love, is found in the first epistle of John, chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. So many religious people who don't know God. So many crimes committed in the name of religion. So much cruelty. So much prejudice, so much injustice by people who were religious but never knew God, because God is love. That's the first statement. The second one is also found in the same first epistle of John, chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from every sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Those are very searching words. God is light. In him is no darkness. So if there's any darkness in our lives, that comes between God and us. We cannot claim to be walking with God if we're walking in the dark, because God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. You see, this isn't theology. This is revelation. And it's very practical. It lays down the conditions we must fulfill if we wish a real relationship with God. You take those two statements together. God is love and God is light. Immediately, you become aware of a kind of basic tension that affects our life. God is love. We long for love. His love draws us. It attracts us. We reach out for it. But then God is also light. Absolute, pure, radiant, unsullied light. No darkness can have any fellowship with that light. No darkness can have access to that light. And so there's the tension. The love draws us, but the light keeps us away. And that's, of course, the experience that so many go through in the life of faith and in true religion. There's always this tension between that in God which draws us and attracts us and that which scares us and holds us away. And the human mind, left to itself, has no solution for this problem. And yet there is that deep longing, that unfulfilled desire to know God. What a terrible thought to approach the life of God with the stains of sin. Paul speaks about that light that God dwells in, that God is. A little later on in 1 Timothy chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, he describes God thus: the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. To him be honor and might forever. Amen.
You know, what a powerful truth, that God is love and that love draws us, but God is also light and that light scares us away because we don't want the light shown upon our sins and the dark corners of our lives. Powerful truth that we need to walk in. Listen, a little bit later, Ben Pearson's going to be joining me, award-winning Christian videographer, and I'm so looking forward to that time with him. There's more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
As 2006 draws to a close, all of us at Derek Prince Ministries want to remind you of two things. First, we want to express once more how much we have appreciated your friendship and partnership over this past year. Your faithfulness has allowed us to continue the work Derek Prince started and helped many people discover the amazing Bible teaching he brought us. Second, we would be remiss if we didn't remind you that there are only a few weeks remaining in this tax year. It's about this time each year we hear from a lot of friends of Derek Prince Ministries as they make special year-end gifts. They tell us they'd rather see the resources God has given them go into His kingdom rather than into the coffers of the IRS. Put another way, they'd rather render a little less to Caesar and a little more to God. Of course, the real beneficiaries are those touched and changed by God's truth because of your generosity. Take a few moments today to send your special year-end gift. Simply call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. As you give, please know that through your connection to Derek Prince Legacy Radio, you are a part of something truly amazing. Also know that you have our gratitude. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us online at derekprince.org. Thanks again, and may 2007 be a year of great blessing and fruitfulness for you.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and we're in a series that Derek Prince is teaching us about the love of God. He's talking about the tension between love and light. Let's listen.
What a terrible thought to approach the life of God with the stains of sin. Paul speaks about that light that God dwells in, that God is. A little later on in 1 Timothy chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, he describes God thus: the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. To him be honor and might forever. Amen. So God is a king. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. He's the blessed and only ruler. He alone is immortal. He alone has immortality. And he lives in unapproachable light. God is light. In him is no darkness at all. How can we approach that light? How can we come near to it? And yet light is empty. Life is empty and meaningless unless we find the love of God. So we're drawn and yet we're held away. We have this tension. It's a tension that's contained in the Bible. But thank God the Bible also contains God's way of resolving this tension, the tension between in and light. There could be no more appropriate season than this Christmas season to speak about the resolution of that tension. Man is drawn by the love of God, but he dare not approach the radiance of God's light. Only God could resolve the tension, and he did it. He did it in Christ. Man could not approach God, so God came down to man. But he came veiled in flesh. There could be covered in a fleshly body this tremendous light, veiled in flesh. This is so beautifully stated in 1 Timothy chapter 3. Beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great. I'm so glad that there's a mystery. I heard somebody once say, I don't believe in God unless I can put him in my test tube. Any God that can be put in a test tube, it really isn't a God. There are mysteries. The mystery of God's love and the mystery of God's light and the mystery of approaching to God. So Paul says, beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great. He, that's God, appeared in a body, the body of a little child, was vindicated by the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up into glory. That's a kind of summation of the great mystery of godliness. But the essence of the mystery that we're looking at just now is this, that God, who is light, who cannot be approached, there's no possibility of any kind of sin or evil approaching him. God chose in his grace to veil in human flesh, in human weakness, in the weakness of a little newborn babe, and then of a man as he grew up. And because man could not approach God, God came down to man. God has always stooped in his relationship to man. When he first created man in the garden, he made a body of clay, then he stooped down over that body and breathed into those nostrils the breath of life. But when God came down, no longer merely in creation, he stooped yet lower. He stooped into the womb of the Virgin Mary. He stooped into the form of a little baby. And then to complete the great act of redemption, he stooped down to death, the death of a criminal on the cross. All this he did because man cannot approach God unless God first approaches man. So God took the initiative. He laid aside his glory. He laid aside that brilliant radiance which no eye could see. And he veiled himself in flesh. And he came down that he might reveal in a way that we could understand and receive that insearchable, incomprehensible love of God, that love of which we can never fully take the measurements, the depth and the height, the length and the breadth, and yet it was all contained in God's Christmas gift, the Lord Jesus Christ.
I've always loved that story that Derek tells. Somebody said, "I don't believe in God unless I can put him in my test tube." And Derek said, "Any God that can be put in a test tube really isn't God." So true, and how much our modern world needs to know it. In a few moments, Ben Pearson's going to be joining me in the studio as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Salvation. What does this familiar word really mean? The forgiveness of sins? The ticket to heaven? As wonderful as these definitions are, there is much more to salvation than most believers know. Now, in a powerful little booklet entitled Complete Salvation, Derek Prince reveals how the work Jesus did on the cross made a way for all to experience a great, glorious, and complete salvation. In it, you'll discover what salvation truly is and show you the steps you can take to receive and enjoy all of its benefits, both now and for eternity. To order your copy, Complete Salvation, free and postage paid, simply call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The call and the booklet are both free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order your copy securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and in the studio with me today is one of my dear friends. I don't often get to say that, but one of my dear friends, a man by the name of Ben Pearson. Now, you might be familiar with his name, but if you're not, you're almost certainly familiar with his work. He has been an amazing photographer whose pictures are known all over the world, and if you've seen, you've probably seen his work on the covers of albums time and again. He's an award-winning filmmaker. He's made a number of music videos and documentaries and films. He's won awards, the Telluride Award, other kinds of awards, Dove Awards. And so I could go on bragging about him because he's my buddy. But Ben, thanks for being with us today.
Can I leave now?
No, you can't. And try to behave yourself. We're working here. We're trying to work here.
All right. All right. Thanks for having me. This is great. It's good to see you.
Ben, you know, again, like as we've discussed before, Derek Prince, you know, a person, somebody would look at somebody like you, as gifted artist, filmmaker, photographer, and think, what in the world does a guy like Derek Prince have to do with your life at all? Just kind of zoom in on that moment of connection, and then we'll broaden out, maybe get a little bit of your own personal background. But how'd you first come in contact with Derek Prince?
Sure. Well, back in 76, I had a lightning bolt conversion to Christianity. And after that conversion happened, I was kind of at a loss of where am I going to go now? And a friend of mine told me about a community of people run by a guy named Scott Ross, and it was called Love In, and it was in upstate New York. And I found myself there, and after about a week of fellowshipping there, I realized that there were certain things, certain pieces of literature that people gravitated towards. And one was Mere Christianity, and the other was the Foundation series. And those were my first two introductions to, okay, here's you're converted, here's what you believe. It's like, and I'm like, thank you. And so I've always held Lewis and Prince kind of in the same, you know, category for me personally. And I think after it was about, well, it was the following January, that happened in the fall of 76. And by 77 in January, somebody introduced me to Derek's tape series. And you might know, being who I am, I caught wind of one of the teachings that he was giving. It was about the pre-Adamic era. Mm-hmm. And the possibilities of that. And it really, that whole concept just cracked my brain open in a way that's never been, my brain's never been the same since. It really opened my eyes up to wonder, to God's wonder. And I think it's like, there was a quote I heard one time, I believe it was Rabbi Abraham Heschel said, you know, I asked God for wonder and he gave it to me. And I remember being instilled by that tape series, by those lectures, with this incredible sense of wonder. And the mystery of God was kind of put in a very, it was my foundation, the mystery of God. And that series really opened my eyes up to the possibilities of, man, you know, God is just enormous, and he's been here forever. And, you know, so I have fond memories of those times listening to the tapes.
You know, Ben, as your friend, being familiar with your photography and your work, there really is a sense of wonder that portrays in all of what you do, to even the simplest picture that you take or film that you shoot. And it's obvious that that sense of wonder about God permeates your art. Sometimes people can't describe those dynamics in their life. Can you put words to that for us a little bit?
Well, that's my big problem in life, is putting words to things like that, and that's, I guess, why I hide behind a camera most of the time. But as an artist, I think a lot of times there's a certain prophetic sense that you gravitate towards. Now, I don't know why that kind of spirituality has been robbed from Christianity as we know it, but I think there's kind of an influx coming back in. I've just proven I can't put that into words.
No, you're doing a great job.
I'm sorry.
That's
so
wonderful.
It was really great. Yeah,
that is wonderful.
Yeah.
Ben, it's just great to have you on the show.
Great, great being here, man.
You know, I'm deeply moved by the way the love of God impacted that generation that Ben has been talking to us about. They were a hungry generation in the 1960s. They were coming out of their parents' materialism. We remember those days. They were hungry for something more. And up at a place in upstate New York called Love Inn, people like Phil Kagi and Ben Pearson found the love of God that transformed their lives. It's what our generation needs. And I'm so thankful that Derek has been talking about this combination of the love and the light of God that transforms our lives. But he's also being real, and he's saying sometimes it can scare us and make us run away. Thank God Ben Pearson didn't run away. Listen, I want you to be sure to log on to the website at derekprince.org. You can find all of these teachings and so much more material. That's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
As 2006 draws to a close, all of us at Derek Prince Ministries want to remind you of two things. First, we want to express once more how much we have appreciated your friendship and partnership over this past year. Your faithfulness has allowed us to continue the work Derek Prince started and helped many people discover the amazing Bible teaching he brought us. Second, we would be remiss if we didn't remind you that there are only a few weeks remaining in this tax year. It's about this time each year we hear from a lot of friends of Derek Prince Ministries as they make special year-end gifts. They tell us they'd rather see the resources God has given them go into His kingdom rather than into the coffers of the IRS. Put another way, they'd rather render a little less to Caesar and a little more to God. Of course, the real beneficiaries are those touched and changed by God's truth because of your generosity. Take a few moments today to send your special year-end gift. Simply call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. As you give, please know that through your connection to Derek Prince Legacy Radio, you are a part of something truly amazing. Also know that you have our gratitude. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us online at derekprince.org. Thanks again, and may 2007 be a year of great blessing and fruitfulness for you. Take a moment now to request your free copy of Derek's powerful booklet, Complete Salvation. It's our gift to you, free and postage paid. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And when you call, please consider a special end-of-year gift to Derek Prince Ministries of $25 or more. Your gift will further the reach of Derek Prince Legacy Radio, and you'll receive the tax benefit for this year. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And remember, you can send your financial support securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.